You have to love the end of that gospel passage where Jesus confounds the Pharisees and it says, basically, well, he fixed their wagon and they didn't ask him any more questions. But I digress because I'm not preaching on that part. I am a person who is very much a words person, very much a liberal arts person, but I am fascinated by science. And so I read a lot about science in terms of just popular sources, not hardcore things. And I've started subscribing to a magazine called Scientific American. And I just read an article in that magazine about the effort to find the most basic building block of physical matter. Sometimes you will hear that particle called the God particle. One of the things I read about the God particle is that it is postulated as the smallest possible excitation of the standard model of particle physics. In other words, in physics, I think this is what it means, in physics, the God particle is the smallest building block of physical matter. There is even a multi-billion dollar machine and facility in Europe called the Large Hadron Collider. And the whole point of that facility is to try to isolate and confirm the existence of this God particle. I read the article and it made me think about how we as Christians believe in the power of the unseen over the physical. So I asked the question, if we value the unseen, the matters of faith and spirit, what is our God particle? What is our bottom line, our most basic building block of the Christian life? We find the answer in the gospel reading today. Jesus responds, in a society obsessed with rules and laws and commandments, he has a lawyer ask him which commandment is the greatest. And Jesus names the greatest commandment, the most essential ingredient in the life lived for God. And to my mind, Jesus identifies the God particle. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. And the second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. So the basic building block of the kingdom of God is love of God and love of neighbor. It is the God particle. Jesus says everything else depends on it. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. So the basic building block of the kingdom of God, the God particle, is love of God and love of neighbor. And if we were doing things correctly, which we are unable to do because we're flawed human beings, but if we could do it perfectly, we should be able to reduce everything that we do in terms of religious practice, Christian theology and doctrine, and Christian history to one building block, the love of God and neighbor. This declaration of love as the God particle comes straight out of Jesus' Jewish heritage. It echoes the Shema, which is a prayer that we find first in Deuteronomy. And the Shema to this day is the central prayer of the Jewish prayer book. And it is often the first section of scripture that a Jewish child learns. And it talks about loving God with all of your heart, soul, and mind, and loving your neighbor. Paul carries that greatest commandment, that God particle, into his declaration of the centrality of love. In 1 Corinthians, you have heard, if you've been to a wedding in the last, I don't know how many years, you've probably heard much of this passage. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. To connect the words of Paul and the greatest commandment as named by Jesus to our modern spirituality, we might say things like this. If I go to church every single day but make no effort to love other people, I have nothing. If I understand all of religious history and prophecy but fail to love, I have missed the point. If I practice every form of Christian piety and I do not attempt to love God and other people, I lose sight of the very reason that I do all of it. Love is the God particle, the building block which lies at the heart of the kingdom of God. So if love is the God particle, how does it become physical matter? Or to use the language of physics, how does it become mass? It comes in some very concrete and very uncomfortable ways. We forgive people who hurt us. Knowing that we are loved by God, that we have that building block ourselves, we need not react defensively or maliciously when others hurt us. Love breaks the cycle of hurt. If we resist striking back and forgive instead, love has broken the cycle of hurt. It isn't easy to do, but that is where we find the God particle. We give generously of ourselves without insisting on reciprocation or recognition. It isn't easy, but it's where we find the God particle. We trust that God loves us, so we stop trying so hard to prove ourselves and to win over others. We resist the urge to tear down others. All of us do it to some degree. We tear down or criticize or at least marginalize people of other opinions, people of other races, people of other denominations, people of other cultures, or other political parties. We are flawed human beings, but if we could do this perfectly, we would either stop calling ourselves Christians, or we would stop taking so many opportunities to criticize others. These are hard choices, because we love our ways. That's why we call them pet peeves. They're very important to us. But if we can let go of them, we begin to find the God particle. So if we do all the right religious things but do not try to love, at least try, we are not building the kingdom of God. We are building up ourselves. We have to have the God particle. We cannot live in intimacy with God if we neglect to love. Living the Christian life and not simply talking about it requires taking on some difficult and unpleasant tasks. We have to resist the instinct to criticize. We have to refuse to wallow in plenty while others struggle in want. We have to care for people who do not care for or about us. We have to forgive others who intentionally and wantonly hurt us. These are not easy things to do. Going to church is easy. If that's all we're going to do to be Christians, that's pretty easy to do. Well, maybe if it's not a big football night the night before, it's a little easier then. But it's an easy thing to do, to say, I've been to church, I've done my church thing, I've checked it off the list. Doing these things is hard. But through the incarnation, we saw in Jesus Christ how to put the God particle to work in human flesh, that particle that gives matter to spirit. Jesus healed, he embraced, he accepted, he forgave, we can't do it perfectly, but we can try to get there if we will make the hard choices and seek the God particle. We have to ask ourselves, and I absolutely include myself in this examination, do we really want to build the kingdom of God? Do we want to do the hard things to find and build on the God particle? Are we willing to give up our pride, our superiority, our defensiveness, our criticism, our judgmentalism? If we aren't willing to give up those obstacles to the grace of God, we're talking the talk but not walking the walk. We have the opportunity to bring the Spirit of God into human flesh. We have the opportunity to encounter God within ourselves and in our neighbors. We have the opportunity to find God and to bring an awareness of God to other people. So will we continue to hang on to our pet vices and continue to destroy? Or will we be formed in the image of Christ, gradually learning to let those vices go? Will we make the conscious decision to love God and to love other people? In other words, will we begin to build with love the only God particle that matters? Amen.